Ryan is going to Tokyo as Baron von der Vogelweider, a Nazi military expert. Terry Lee is with him as Kurt Schmidt, the Baron's assistant. But now it looks like surefire disaster awaits these two daring Americans disguised as Nazis. For the Japanese War Office has learned that the real Kurt Schmidt is alive. In a desperate effort to save Terry and Pat, the girl flyer Elita is making what may be a suicide flight to Japan. We'll get in on the excitement in just a moment. So get set for another big adventure in the Far East.
Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang, ra-la-da, bang, bang. Quaker puff wheat sparkies, the wheat that's shot from guns. The family's favorite breakfast, the wheat that's shot from guns. Quaker puff wheat sparkies, no ration points to tell. The easy step to extra pep, and boy, the taste is swell. Yes, here comes Quaker with a bang, bang, ra-la-da.
Hello, gang. See if you can riddle me this. Why is it dangerous to take a nap in a train? Well, you know, trains run over sleepers. And tell me this. What's the best thing to do when you wake up bright and chipper in the morning? Why, dive into a big bowl of Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies or Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies. They're terrific. Yes, the giants of the wheat and rice family, because they're shot from guns. Exploded 8 times bigger, made crisper, crunchier, extra swelliganzer. Oh, boy, wait till you get that flavor, that Marvolous nut-like flavor. Crunch them for breakfast, bunch them for lunch. They're swell for supper, too. And let Mother know they're loaded with goodness. Solid nourishment, gang, to help you all keep in the pink. Every bite brings you restored whole grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. You know, gang, Cereal So Restored is in one of the groups of 7 basic foods Uncle Sam wants us all to eat every day to keep strong. You hear that, gang? Then stock up on vigor with Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies. They're not rationed. Buy them in the big red and blue Quaker package.
Ako, Ako, Migai Tamshima. Ako,
golly, who said the nips don't get excited? This bunch of sailors are practically having a fit.
Yeah. The way they're crowded into the side of this lifeboat. Well, we'll be lucky if we don't go overboard.
Kaido! Stiniki dam! Niko betak! Hoshi!
The captain's piping them down.
Yeah. Now he's getting back from the side of the boat.
Hey, that ship coming towards us. I've never seen a Jap patrol ship, but she's sure stepping right along.
Yeah, I'll say she is. That baby will get us to shore in no time. Only one thing. I just hope she's going to Tokyo, Terry.
Yeah. But we don't even know how far it is to the coast.
No.
If that ship isn't a patrol boat, she might take us almost anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Well, once we get on board, I'll see the captain. Now, if she isn't going to Japan, then I'll put on the big Vogelweider act. Try to get us picked up by a seaplane.
Uh-huh. If we get the kind of cooperation from this ship that we got on the Saki Maru, we'll never get to Japan.
You're telling me. Yeah, anyhow, we'll know pretty soon, Terry.
Yeah.
Odai! Ishida Miko!
Shimado! Shimado! Awadayashi!
She's heaving, too. Now, watch it, Terry. The swells are getting kind of heavy.
Yeah. Boy, I'll be glad to get out of this lifeboat, whether we're going aboard a Jap patrol ship or not.
Oh, look, up on the deck there. Those Jap officers have spotted my Nazi uniform.
Yeah. Hey, one of them is looking at us with binoculars.
Yeah, giving us a once-over in a big way.
Uh-huh.
Probably wonders how a couple of Nazis got in a lifeboat with all those Japs.
They want us to climb aboard.
Well, let's go.
I climb up the ladder first, Smith.
Okay, Baron.
Hiya, Terry.
Huh? Oh, hi, Pat.
Let's walk along the deck. Get away from that bunch of Japs. One of them may understand English.
Okay. Boy, they sure look at us like we were a couple of freaks, all right.
Yeah.
Golly, you've been gone long enough. What happened?
I'll tell you in just a minute. Okay, let's stop here. I think we can talk without being overheard.
Yeah. What'd you find out about this ship?
Well, she's a patrol ship, all right.
Well, that helps.
Mm-hmm.
At least we're not going to end up a couple of thousand miles from here.
I talked with the captain.
Yeah?
He said we're heading to the coast. We ought to dock in a few hours.
That means it'll be dark when we arrive.
Yep. I told the captain how we were picked up by the Saki Maru, how she was torpedoed. We've been trying to get to Japan for a long time.
Did he ask to see your identification papers?
Yeah, but he only glanced at them. Said the big shots waiting at the dock would talk with us.
You mean he's radioed ahead about us?
I couldn't tell. But no matter what happens, we're on our way to Yokohama, fella. And from there, we go
to... This ship's going to Yokohama?
Yep.
Well, it'd be better if we went to Tokyo.
Well, they're not so far apart. With luck, we'll leave Yokohama tonight. Maybe by train. Or maybe the Japs will drive us up. Give us a staff car. We ought to make Tokyo by midnight.
Well, Pat, this is it.
Almost. We'll see what kind of a reception the Baron von der Vogelfighter gets from his Jap allies.
Yeah. And his assistant, Kurt Schmidt. Watch it, huh?
This Jap naval officer's coming this way.
Oh. As I was saying, Schmidt, as soon as they land in Yokohama, I will arrange our going to Tokyo immediately.
Pat and Terry watch the gathering darkness from the Jap patrol ship speeding toward Yokohama. Let's join Colonel Vickery in the office of British Secret Service in Chongqing, China. The colonel is talking with Flip Corkin and the girl flyer, Elata.
I meant to ask you, Elata. You know the Gagan lady, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I met her here in Chongqing some time ago.
Good. That reduces, to a small extent, the possibility of a slip-up in our plan. By the by, Cochrane, how about those flares?
Well, I was at the field, Colonel Vickery, checking over my plane and motor and seeing that I had everything we'd need when your man brought them. The flares have already been taken aboard with our other equipment.
Good. Flares are most important.
There's no way we know if the Dragon Lady has seen our flares until she contacts me?
None. We considered at first the idea of the Dragon Lady's answering the flares by some means, such as flashing a code signal light from some point on the nearby coast. But that seemed far too dangerous and difficult.
Yeah, and this way we drop a flare without any answering signal of any sort from shore and let the Japs chew their nails off trying to figure out what it's all about.
Quite. Naturally, the Nippers will see the flare. They can't miss it.
They will know it is not one of their own signals?
We're taking great pains to use a flare that couldn't possibly be confused with any of the Jap Army or Navy signals.
Yeah. When they see that string of stars break out in the sky,
particularly the colors, they probably go quite mad, wondering what it means.
Meanwhile, Aleta's bailing out and dropping down on Kiki Island.
You see, Aleta, the Dragon Lady may pick you up that very night.
Oh.
It's not much of a run from Yokohama to Kiki Island, as this map shows.
Yeah, as soon as she spots our trick flare, she knows which island Aleta's landed on.
But this Kiki Island, you mean there is no way for me to get to the mainland until the Dragon Lady comes for me?
None. You lie low, even if you have to stay there for several days and nights.
But suppose I'm too late. Suppose Mr. Ryan and Terry arrive in Tokyo before the Dragon Lady can find them.
If that happens, Ryan will have to talk fast and try to persuade the Japs that Terry is the real Kurt Schmidt.
But the Japs will know immediately that he's not.
Ryan might be able to stall for time, but not for long. The wires between Berlin and Tokyo will burn up with messages. And in the end...
Well, let us not even think of what they will do to Mr. Ryan and Terry.
You're a good sport, sister.
I join you in that, Corkin.
I asked you to go on this mission. I had to beg you to let me go, and even then you would not listen to me.
You won the short straw.
It is my luck to go. All the other pilots could have won, but luck was in my hand.
Well, we'll be on our way then, Colonel.
Goodbye, Corkin. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
And you later. I want you to know that I shall recommend you for a decoration.
Oh, thank you, Colonel. The only thing I want is to get to Japan in time to find Mr. Ryan and Terry.
Pursuit job, sister. This way, we got a chance of getting to Japan anyway. All right, you all ready?
Yes, Mr. Cliff.
Okay, then, I'll give her the gun, and we hit the wind.
American plane with Flip Corkin at the controls is streaking through the sky toward Yokohama, nearly 2,000 miles away. If all goes well, Ileta will bail out over Kiki Island in Tokyo Bay and wait for the Dragon Lady to pick her up. This desperate venture to warn Pat and Terry of the danger awaiting them upon their arrival in Japan may succeed. We sure hope so. But there's an unexpected development tomorrow. We'll check into that in just a moment, so stand by.
Quaker puff wheat sparkies, the wheat that's shot from guns. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang, da-da-da-da, bang, bang.
Well, gang, it's a break for busy mothers these crowded war times to be able to serve a wholesome breakfast in just two shakes. Yes, in two shakes of the package, out dance those delicious cereals shot from guns. Good old Quaker puff wheat sparkies and Quaker puff rice sparkies. They're delish and nutritious, ready cooked, ready to eat. Ready with good, rich nourishment for all, from quick-trigger teenies to hard-driving war workers. And remember, gang, they're not rations. Grocers have all you want of Quaker Puff Rice Sparkies and Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies in the big red and blue Quaker package. And here's today's victogram. Though Japs be nimble and Japs be quick and employ every sneaky trick, they can't hope to win this war. We'll beat them back to Nippon shore. Terry and the Pirates is dramatized for radio by Albert Barker, who says, Pat and Terry are on a Jap patrol ship heading for Yokohama. Their plan to enter Japan as the Baron von der Vogelweider and his assistant, Kurt Schmidt, may come to a disastrous end. For the Japs seem to have found out that the real Kurt Schmidt is alive. In a desperate effort to warn them, Ileta is flying with Flip Corkin to an island in Tokyo Bay. Here she will contact the Dragon Lady, if all goes well. Be with us tomorrow when Terry and Pat arrive in Yokohama. They're going to get a surprise, and so will you, when you get on the beam, same time, same station. Yeah.